Many Australians seem to have forgotten one of the most important days in Australia's history, the 1967 referendum to count Indigenous Australians in the census. But now a short film is being made to highlight the importance of that day and the importance of the coming referendum on constitutional recognition of Indigenous people. Sean Jelinek has more.
And there is still a tremendous amount of confusion in the minds of the public as to how they are to vote on referendum day.
And a new short film is set to change that.
Vote Yes is a short film that follows a family in the lead-up to the 1967 referendum into recognising Indigenous Australians in the census.
Nick Waterman is the writer and director of the film.
Vote Yes is a story about an awakening, and I guess that really stems from the awakening of my own sort of exploration of national identity and just a real hunger for wanting to know more about our past, because it just was sort of, you know, not really taught to me when I was younger at school. And through university, I sort of started doing a lot of my own study and research about our history. And as I came across things, I realized how really little I knew about, you know, our country's past. And that's what led me to studying the referendum. And when I came across the referendum, I just was really shocked that I didn't know much about it and that I hadn't, you know, studied it properly at school when I was younger. The referendum is one of many things that I think we've forgotten about. The reason why I decided to isolate the referendum and really sort of explore that moment is because I think it was almost the high point between Indigenous Australians and non-Indigenous Australians, you know, coming together and voting 93% yes to change the constitution. And I think that day for me to symbolise so much hope. There was sort of this overwhelming sense of hope, and there was sort of this sense of unity and a collective desire for change in 1967 that I really wanted to explore. And I kind of was wondering, you know, where had that collective desire for change gone, you know, 45 years on now, where had that gone? Because I kind of thought, you know, if we continued on at that pace back then, you know, we'd be living in such a different Australia.
Hoping to bring us that different Australia is Recognise, an organisation working towards raising awareness around the currently proposed referendum to recognise Indigenous Australians in our constitution. The organisation has partnered with the filmmakers to help their cause. Peter Dawson is the youth campaign coordinator with Recognise.
I think the film will raise awareness about our constitution and the sometimes not so nice past that we've had in terms of the position our constitution has had on the first Australians. And prior to 1967, there were two references to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our constitution, and they were negative references. And those two sections were removed as negative references, but the thing is, it left a gaping hole in our constitution. Now there's no reference at all to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this country, and, you know, the unique over 60,000 years of history that lives in this country, which is makes our Indigenous peoples the oldest living culture in the world. And it's a glaring omission in our founding document. I think we should be aiming for the same kind of result we got in 67. I don't think we can just get it over the line to get 51%. I think 90% is a good target. And, you know, we're really lucky that we have, this is a unique moment in history. We have multi-party support to hold a referendum on recognising Indigenous Australians and removing the racism from our constitution.
Vote Yes is yet to be finished and is currently running a crowdfunding campaign online. You can find the link on our website.
Tomorrow morning, you wake up and things will be just the same. This is just a start for me.
Sean Jelinek reporting.